Thank you, Bethel. Thank you, music team, dare I say praise team. I was thinking as we were talking about waiting patiently in hope. I was thinking about we had a long period of time where we were waiting on the Lord to bring us someone who would be a music director for us, who could really bring it. We've had people fill in. I've had to fill in for a while. Martin has filled in for a while. But we continued to pray, and it just seemed like the Lord was not bringing anybody to us. And there could have been cause for dismay and concern. But look at what has happened. I've never seen this many instruments on this platform bringing praise and glory and honor to our Lord. He has answered our prayers that sometimes I think we weren't really patiently waiting for, but we had no choice. He was making us be patient, but He answered the prayer. Our team came. You know, it was something we were waiting for. You could look at it and say we were actually in our period of Advent, awaiting the coming of the Lord. That word was used in the New Testament for awaiting the coming of certain people, that we were waiting for them to come and show. But, and I'm going to speak about that in a minute. But it really made me think about Advent. Advent is about waiting. Advent is about expecting. And we're embarking on a series right now of Advent sermons since we are listening to the medical team, even if the pastor doesn't want to, and we're saying, take it easy. We got you covered for the month of December. So we're going to have a series of sermons on Advent this year with rotating speakers as Pastor John continues in his recovery. And today is the first Sunday in Advent, as noted in the Christian liturgical calendar. And I have to bring this up because there are a number of us that spend time on social media. I spend too much time. But lately, I've been seeing, as the Christmas season has been approaching, there are these diatribes about if your church takes part in Advent or a Christmas celebration, you're doing something wrong. You don't have to follow this liturgical calendar. It's all a creation of man. A number of evangelical Christians say that's all a creation of the Catholic Church. So there's this controversy about it, and I wanted to dispel the idea of this controversy, because, like I said, there are some that believe it is wrong. But the Christian church, as early as the second century, began to explore and to establish the dates of events, such as the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, based around Passover. And then also about the birth of Christ and other things that occurred.